Item H, Judicial Branch Technology Funding for the Superior Court of Fresno County to replace their case management system.
So the headline here would be Fresno's business case to replace its V2 case management system will save the branch over the next 5 years $8 million. And to do the backfill behind the headline, Fresno took on V2, its traffic and criminal system, when the idea was that that would be deployed in other courts as well, and then the direction technology-wise went to the V3 system instead. So they've been working with that system for a fair number of time, for a long time. The cost annually to the branch to support V2 averages about $3 million, and the internal cost of the court is about $514,000. A replacement of the system will take about 18 months, and at year 2.4, there will be a crossover point so that the branch will no longer be having to pay for the system, and instead the savings to the trial court trust fund will reverse and come the other way. In other words, at 2.4 months, we'll no longer have to shell out $3 million a year at the branch level, and the court will no longer have to pay $514,000 a year to support the system, and they will have, in 18 months, their new system deployed. So with that, then, the Technology Committee, joined by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, will recommend to the Council that the business plan be adopted. The cost to the branch to replace the system shall not exceed $2.3 million. So the ask is $2.3 million to replace the system. The return on investment to the branch over 5 years is $8 million. And in terms of the Technology Committee and the Council's oversight role, we have put six conditions on the funding: verification and validation of proposed costs. If the total project cost, because they're going to replace their entire case management system, not just the V2, if the total project cost exceeds $5 million, then as required by statute, Fresno will report that to the California Department of Technology. Funds distributed will not exceed $2.373,200, and the distribution will be over a two-year period in relation and in response to invoices. And finally, the AOC will provide a monitoring of the project to make sure that distribution of the funding is consistent with recommendations, industry standards, and best practices. So with that, and before I sit down and defer to Judge Earl, I'd just like to thank the staff that worked with Fresno on this. Both staff and Fresno put in a tremendous amount of work on this project. I think we'll all agree to get where we are. And David Coons was on point, and Virginia Sanders Hines greatly assisted, and John Judnick as well in terms of providing support. So, thanks to everyone who did this. I think it's a win-win. And Judge Earl.
Before you proceed, Judge Earl, Justice Hull has a question.
And I may be getting ahead of your presentation, and if that's the case, I apologize. But I was just curious in going through this. Obviously, the funding, we set forth at pages 2 and 3 certain conditions, terms and conditions for the funding. I assume, I want to make sure the assumption is correct, that Fresno County is comfortable with these terms and conditions.
We've had discussions about that. I think they were less than comfortable with some of the conditions. I think we worked with them yesterday to reach an understanding on most, if not all, of the conditions, but we'll hear from the Fresno court. They may have some reservations about one or two at this point. So we'll hear from them on that point. I guess our view from the Technology Committee's perspective is oversight. I mean, clearly in the area of technology, the other branches have looked towards us, the public has looked towards us, our stakeholders have said, in the area of technology, given lessons learned, it's important to have oversight, particularly where we're drawing funding from 57 other courts in order to fund this project in the short term. The return, of course, will be that when the crossover point comes, there will be $3 million a year available to the other 57 courts that's not available because of V2. So,
Chief.
Thank you, Judge Herman.
Chief.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judge McCabe.
Yeah, and before you go, as I'm looking at the recommendations, it's really concentrating on replacing V2, but one of the terms in there deals with oversight of not only the replacement of V2, but Banner, because there's two case management systems here. So the 2.3 and some change is really V2, but we've got two systems.
Yeah, we're really not doing any oversight as far as Banner is concerned. I mean, obviously, Mr. Judnick and his department do audits of case management systems. We recently had one in relation to Alameda County to make sure that there are industry standards in place and that the projects are successful technically, but that's not part of this piece. We're not doing any oversight as the Banner. In any technology project, there are two requirements. Any project that exceeds $1 million has to report to the legislature. Any project that exceeds $5 million in total costs, and total costs include software, soft costs, hard costs, staffing costs internally and otherwise, plus 1 year of maintenance. And the current budget that Fresno has presented to us is under $5 million, so they would not have to report. But they're statutorily required to report. So that condition doesn't differ at all from their statutory requirement, and they've said that they have no problem with complying if they bump through the $5 million ceiling.
If the motion to approve is as stated before us with the six recommendations laid out on page 2 and 3, and the concentration is on V2, does that mean that there's some still ongoing discussions and flexibility between Fresno and AOC, particularly as it relates to Banner system and doing what they can collectively can to keep it under $5 million?
I think Fresno's the project manager, so they're going to manage in that respect. I mean, we're only from the condition perspective, except for the $5 million ceiling, we're only looking at the V2 replacement piece, not
okay.
The Banner replacement piece. They're going to fund Banner out of their own funding.
Okay, so it's a separate issue.
Separate issue.
All right. What's the necessity of recommendation two, but dealing with Banner? Although I know it's cleaning it up and we're dealing with case management systems in whole for all of Fresno, I'm just trying to differentiate the target is V2,
right.
But we're also pulling
because
in Banner.
If the total project is replacement of a case management system, that replacement would include both Banner and V2. So if the combined project costs exceed, the only thing we care about is if the combined project costs exceed $5 million, then they are statutorily required to report, and they've agreed to do that.
Correct, and I'm thinking from playing devil's advocate, if you don't mind, from Fresno's standpoint, they have no control over the assistance provided by AOC and their costs, but they have control over their costs. So I'm sure they're very comfortable dealing with what they can do and what costs they incur. But external costs, that's maybe of concern to them. Because if I'm looking at this, the wiggle room is probably only a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Our costs are not part of the total project cost.
Okay.
So it's totally within their control in terms of their costing. And they've penciled it out very carefully. We've gone through, 17 drafts of your business case. So they've penciled it out very, very carefully, and they firmly believe that they will come in under $5 million.
All right. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Judge Justice Ashman Gerst.
Well, actually, I would like to make some comments, but perhaps it would be appropriate to hear from Judge Earl as well.
Okay. Judge Earl.
Okay. I'll wait.
Thank you, Chief. From the Budget Advisory Committee perspective, the Budget Advisory Committee had good discussions on the proposal that was submitted by Fresno, keeping in mind that the funding for this project would come from the trial court trust fund, monies that would otherwise be available perhaps for all 58 counties. But the motion to support the business case proposal came quickly and was unanimous. And I do applaud my colleagues for their vision in looking at the long-term business solution and the advantage that it has on the trust fund at the end. So we support the recommendation. We also support the technology committee's recommendation that there be some conditions to that. However, I do believe that Fresno would like the opportunity to address some of those six recommendations that the advisory committee has recommended, and I know we have Presiding Judge Gary Hoff, as well as his court executive officer Sharon Morton and the court chief information officer Brian Cotta, who are here today, and maybe a couple others. So I'll turn over my seat to them, but be available to answer any questions.
Thank you, Presiding Judge Hoff.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning, and council members. Good morning. Appreciate the opportunity to address our business plan with you. As previously stated, this is a request for financial assistance to replace the V2 system only. This is based upon a return on investment model, one that we're confident is appropriate at this point in time. As you know, we're the only court doing the V2 system in the state. It does criminal and traffic. We have a banner system that does everything else. Replacement will not just benefit Fresno's operations and our efficiencies, but will help the entire branch by returning significant savings to the branch, assisting all the trial courts. To make it clear, this is replacement request for V2 only. We are independently and separately replacing banner at this time. We're in contract negotiations with a vendor. We will finance that separately from our current fund reserves, and we do agree that the total combination of V2 replacement and banner, should it exceed $5 million, is appropriate for referral and monitoring to Caltech. I do want to thank the AOC staff, the Judicial Council Advisory Committees that have worked with the Fresno team in evaluating and modifying our proposal as necessary. We know this is one that is both fiscally sound and responsible, and in fact is necessary at this time. I also want to thank John Judnick for information that he provided us to this morning that's going to help assist us in understanding the monitoring requirements that are set forth in some of the terms and conditions that were updated this morning. Our team is available to address questions that you may have. We are fairly comfortable with the conditions as long as there's that understanding that I thought the language may have been a little bit confusing, but I think Judge McCabe has pointed out the separate of the two systems as replacement, and what we're dealing with today is really only V2 and V2 monitoring through the system. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them, or my team can.
Justice Ashman Gerst.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't have a question. I've been in on the conference calls all these months trying to work with you. I would just make the comment that, you know, we heard earlier today about from San Diego, and we are unfortunately doing this piecemeal. We dealt with Kings and San Luis Obispo, Fresno. We're doing a piecemeal because obviously of the financial crisis that we're having. I just want everyone to know that we're working very hard to resolve this with the technology task force that has three different tracks that are working on the overall strategic plan for the branch. We are hoping to have it finalized February of 2014, but this is only August of 2013. So we are trying to do our best. We've always recognized that you're the only V2 court and that you should get help from us. We also know that there are a lot of other courts having similar problems, and it's imperative that the Judicial Council Technology Committee and the Judicial Council be informed, be aware of how everything is being spent, because obviously the bottom line is that we're accountable for it. You know, even though we know it's your fund balance that's being used for part of it, as you've heard yesterday, the governor, the legislature, they view this all as branch money. They don't see it separately, so we have to be cognizant of that. We're doing everything we can to help Fresno out, I appreciate the fact that now you've had the conversation with John about the conditions and feel comfortable that, you know, we really are just focusing on overall monitoring and accountability, that, you know, is our issue. And I think at this point, unless there are a lot of other comments, maybe we can just make the motion, since you seem to be pretty comfortable.
I think you'll find that the business model that we have is going to be a pretty good template for you going forward in the future with other B3 and other courts.
Thank you. Let me get some clarification, and there are other speakers, other council members who have questions. Justice Ashman Gerst, although it's still up for discussion, you're moving the recommendation?
Yes.
Second.
Second by Judge McCabe. Next, we'll hear then from Judge Rosenberg, then Judge Herman, and then Justice Baxter.
Well, I was going to add a second.
Okay. I'll mark you down as a second.
Thank you, Chief. I understand the recommendation of the Technology Committee and the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. I understand the logic of it. I have no concern or problem with either the need of Fresno or the review requirements that are being proposed. My concern is the process. I'm getting increasingly uncomfortable with this ad hoc approach. We're taking money from the trial court trust fund that is available for all courts. I suspect of the 58 trial courts, I'll just pull a number out of the air, 55 of them have technology needs of one kind or another. And while in the long run this, you know, will save money for the branch, I suspect there are a dozen or two other projects that in the long run would save money for the branch if funded now. So I really think it's important that we view this comprehensively and try to use this limited resource for the greatest immediate needs. I'm inclined to support this one because we've been dealing with these remnants of CCMS for the last year or so. But again, I do want to voice a concern about this ad hoc approach. We need to look at this in a comprehensive way.
Yes. After Judge Herman, Mary Beth Todd, and then Justice Ashman Gerst.
Yeah, I would, just responding to Judge Rosenberg, we are actually within our planning task force process, we are developing similar to what's been done with courthouse construction, a structure that looks at courts needs and particularly in the area of case management systems, and sort of a follow-up on the survey that Judge O'Malley suggested last year that we did to find out where the court's needs are and then come up with a prioritization structure, line it up with a funding structure so that we do have a set structure. And again, I think that the construction committee has done a good job of that on construction projects, and we should be able to do the same thing on technology projects. And then getting back to Judge Hoffa, congratulations. It's, from my view, it was an extremely well-presented business case. It appears to be just a rock-solid business case. And again, at the end of the day, the importance, and I think the importance of Judge Earle's committee weighing in on this is they obviously unanimously and quickly saw that the dollars and cents return on investment made a lot of sense. And this is, we do have to clean up the V2 and then sooner or later a plan to see where we're going with V3. So,
thank you, Mary Beth Todd.
I just wanted to say I too have expressed similar concerns to Judge Rosenberg's about the ad hoc approach. I did see this I do see this project as different. And in the past, when I've expressed my concerns, I've asked what's going to happen to the savings these courts are going to experience. In this case, I applaud Fresno. They came in with a solution. They showed us how they would leverage the money we're already spending out of these funds, and we've kind of been saying to them for the past 2 years, you got to do something. I honestly think we should have done something sooner, the collective we, but they were responsive. They came up with a solution. They came, you know, they came in and they're offering up the return on investment, and they did put together a good business plan. So I do see this a little differently, and I applaud their efforts, and I would advise approval.
Thank you. Justice Ashman Gerst.
Just finally, in response to Judge Rosenberg, just to be just a little bit more detailed, remind everyone this technology task force has three tracks. It's run by court execs and court IT people from around the state, and it has involvement of people from around the state, from all the courts, big and small courts of appeal. We all agree that the piecemeal way of doing this does not work, is not fair, it's not reasonable, and we work a couple of conference calls every single week to try to move things along so that we can get the report from the task force to the council as soon as possible.
Thank you.
And I just one thing. I would add that Brian Cota is here. Brian is a CIO for Fresno County, but he's also the lead of the strategic planning track for the planning task force.
So. Thank you. Judge Moss.
I just wanted to add to what Justice Gerst said. Everybody on the task force is against an ad hoc approach. We think it's a bad idea. But you can't stop doing business until you get a tactical and strategic plan in place. So we have to do these one-offs. We've done several of them. We don't want to do them, but we have to. So this is a temporary thing. Until we get our strategic and tactical plan in place, then it will end.
Thank you. David Yamasaki.
Thank you, Chief. You know, I want to just respond to a comment that Judge Rosenberg expressed about the concern about this ad hoc approach to funding various projects. And I will tell you that the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee is greatly concerned about not only technology, but all of the programs that have been historically funded in the manner in which they have been. Equity is an area of concern, and this year I will tell you that not only in technology, but all of the categories are currently going to be examined this year to try to propose a different approach in the distribution of that money. So we are very much committed to examining old practices and proposing new ones that address some of the inequities that many of us may have concerns with.
Edith Mathai.
While we all are concerned with an ad hoc approach, I think we should look at one potential benefit that we do get out of it, that as each of these individual projects has moved forward, we have learned from them. And perhaps the one make lemonade out of lemons that will come out of this is that there may be some mistakes that we would have made more globally that we will not make because we learned a lesson in one of the ad hoc projects.
Judge Kaufman, thank you.
Having been on the committee with Judge Herman and Justice Ashman Gerst and Judge Moss, we knew when we started that there were three or four courts that we were going to have to address before we came up with a global resolution, and Fresno was one of them. We knew that from the get-go, right? And to Judge Hopp's credit and Fresno's credit, they came with a plan. It took a while when we got there, but it's a win-win for everybody, and we actually save money in the long run. And we basically eliminate a liability of the V2 system. So I think it's something that a year from now, if we're doing business like this, Judge Rosenberg, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I think we'll have the plan presented to the council before the end of the year, Judge Herman?
That's a target that we're...
Yeah. So I think we're getting there. And I don't think there's any other courts in the pipeline that are going to be making this request. Is that correct? I think that's also correct. So we're basically done with the ad hoc processes for the near future, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
The motion's been made and seconded. I see no further hands. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Matter carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge Hoff.